Welcome to the Relational Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Thompson, joined by my co-host, Austin Hill. Today, we're in part six in our conversation. We hope you enjoy.
We need to get good at asking other people, like, what are you hearing me say when we do communicate to make sure we're on the same page? To your point, I'm pointing out themes here. To your point, like, we don't need to be clear on everything. We don't need to know everything. It's funny. I was talking to Ben Reynolds the other day. We talk all the time, but like I was talking to him and we were just reminiscing on the fact that it's so interesting how we want what we don't have. And then when we get it, we don't want it, you know, but he was just talking about how, you know, people want to know everything, but then when you're in a position where you do know a lot, you don't want to know as much as you know.
Because then you have to do something about it.
You have to do something about it. You know, there's only so much, like, it kind of reminded me what you were saying. Like, there's only so much time and margin and energy that we have, you know? So it's like, I play a role, you play a role. We all play these roles. And some people, I think, especially early on and sometimes our leadership, we want to know everything. Like, we want to be in charge. We want to have authority. We want to have power. But it's like, you only have so much time and focus. So I think you're absolutely right. Like, be clear on the things that you're responsible for and that you need to do. And it's like, beyond that, why do you feel like you need to know, you know? Why do you feel like you need to know?
Cause yeah, it's also that, man, like there's a part of me that wonders the effort that people go through to try to get clarity around things that don't pertain to them or that have no bearing on the direction of their life, as it's another response to fear. Like, I'm going to put all this energy into something that I can't control because I feel out of control in my current life. So I'm going to just try to get control about something outside of my, you know, my responsibility, which to me sounds like absolute chaos. But it's a response that all of us, I think, fall into when we're not intentional about reminding ourselves consistently about what are the things that I am responsible for, what are the things that are within my control, and put my energy towards that, because that's how you're going to improve your life. You're not going to improve your life by becoming really investing into something that's outside of your control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of the reasons why we see like this. It's just, it makes sense. People get so angry and like hateful towards, like, especially within the political world, but people don't talk to each other. Like, why should we demonize another group of people when you don't know them? So have conversations with people that you do know, and there's a lot, and gain clarity within the people that are around you. There's a lot more commonalities between how we want to do things. Like, that's just one example. So, like, so if you're going to get bent out of shape, if you find yourself getting really angry or like your emotions are getting really exaggerated when someone talks about politics, maybe take that into consideration. Or it doesn't have to be politics. It can be something just identifying, where is it that my emotions get really exaggerated? And then ask yourself, like, why am I getting upset about this? Why do I need to have clarity on this? Why do I need to, you know, why do I need to focus so much energy on this? It's not within my control. And what am I ignoring? What am I missing because I'm putting so much time into this other thing outside of my life?
Yeah. Well, how do you want to land the plane, man? I think, you know, I'll just share. I think my last thought would be, when there's lack of clarity, there's often, just because we're kind of, you know, we're not perfect people. When there's lack of clarity, there's often suspicion. And so if you have questions of the people around you, like, ask questions and be curious and listen. Clarity comes through listening. And so I would encourage us and anyone listening to not be just as passionate about listening to the other as you are about getting your point across, because you're going to need to understand one another if you're going to arrive at a place of clarity. And I think oftentimes people don't ask questions, or they're not curious, or they don't, you know, they talk to people that aren't even involved in it, which, you know, is what we would call gossip. And that doesn't lead to clarity. That just leads to more fear and anxiety and disunity. So that's kind of the last thing I can think of about this. I don't know. Do you want to land the plane?
Yeah. My last thought is it is something that we each individually have to be intentionally focused on. We can only gain clarity for ourselves. But it almost always requires somebody else to gain that clarity. It'll always be scary, but it's always important. And the more clarity you have, the more clarity you have within a relationship, the better your relationship will be.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Relational Recovery Podcast. We'll be back soon with a new conversation. We'll see you then.